If you need your offering picked up and you didn't get your offering picked up, would you lift your hand that your offering didn't get picked up? And they'll come by and take care of you this morning. Amen and amen. This quote is from, I believe, from the Lord, but at the same time, it can be very challenging. It separates what's right and wrong in the eyes of God. That whatever God calls sin, whatever that is, and the only way we can identify that is going to the Word. The Word tells us what sin is. So whatever God calls sin, man's opinion doesn't matter. And that is, I believe, where you and I understand one precious thing from the Lord. And that is that He wants to restore you to all things. God wants to restore you to all things. He wants to receive you just the way you are, whatever that looks like. And from there, He wants to help you with the journey to be more like Jesus Christ, to have a relationship with Jesus that is pure, real, powerful. You have a relationship. Just like this precious child, we see that it's clear that two people become one. Just like the Bible says about marriage, two people become one. Just like the spirit realm says, you and God become one. The Bible calls it unity. You become one in Christ Jesus. Your first amazing relationship is with God. It should be with God. Because every relationship from this way is really affected by how your relationship is this way. So if you want to know a person's relationship, find out what it looks like this. How are they talking? Are they saying everything's half full, half empty? If they're saying everything is half empty, there are some issues going on in their lives. But if they're saying everything is half full, they are people that look at things with the solution, not always with the problem. Even though that is true. See, Jesus says, it is written. The culture says, is it written? See, the culture job is to bring doubt to, can God really fix me? Can He really take care of my mind? Can He really take care of my heart? Can He really fix my marriage? Can He bring healing to my body? Can He really restore all things? And that is really the question that I believe, that once you embrace that God is in the business of restoring all things, giving you the Holy Spirit to help you with the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And once we experience and taste the goodness of God, why do we want to go back out there? Why do we want to experience, really, is that, can that really happen? Is God really that supernatural? Is God that really powerful? Does He still perform miracles today? And I just want to encourage you this morning, is that don't put blinders to God. It's okay for you to put blinders to religion and to other people or denominations or whatever is causing you to have havoc and doubt and a division and hate. Just be open to God, because God is the one that created you. But God gave us the tools for the creation. Amen? And those tools were before the foundation of the world. And that is why, man, whatever God calls that sin, you know what? Our opinion doesn't have any power and authority. It can't change. The Bible says that God cannot changed. You can trust God. You can believe God. You can hold on to the promises of God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never give you something you cannot handle. Every good gift comes from the Lord. We all agree that this precious child is a gift from God. Amen? But that's just the beginning. Wait until she doesn't answer her cell phone, and then we'll see how you respond. Somebody say amen to that. Or when they talk back to you, how are you going to discipline them? You heard me say it. I'll say it again. If you train up your child according to the scriptures, you get to spoil your grandkids. But if you spoiled your children, then you're going to have to raise your grandchildren. Amen. And God is in the business of restoring all things. Somebody say all things. Now, here's what I'm sensing from the energy that you're giving me right now. Okay? You're not sure what that means. You don't even know what you've lost. And my prayer is that God is so ready, and He is already, in some cases, giving you the revelation how to solve those things that will take God's wisdom, God's knowledge to solve. He's already given that to you. And He's so loving and so caring and so patient with us that He brings that gift again your way to respond by the Spirit of God and say, son, daughter, I've already given you that revelation, how to fix, resolve, how to take care of, how to move forward, and how to bring healing to your life. That's what I love about God. That we can really trust His promises. That He is a God of promise. And that is why what is taking place today in the world, the battle is knowing that God has given you Jesus, which has given you the authority. God has given you the Spirit of God so that you can have power. You cannot have power until you have authority. You got to go with something that lasts forever and does not change. And what does not change is Almighty God. He doesn't change. So if I give you anything today that you can take and begin to say, you know, I need to take a look at this because, you know, I'm not liking the direction. You feel it in your soul, in your mind. You're kind of going through all the ups and downs, and you've taken the wrong exit. You tried this. You tried that. You even went to a palm reader, and they gave you all this stuff. This palm reader came to me one time for $5. I'll read your future, and I looked at him cross-eyed like I always do to people. Oh, yeah? For free. I can tell you your future. Oh, for free, yeah. If you don't give your life to Jesus, you're going to hell. I want to encourage you to be a Bible reader. And if you are a note taker this morning, I want to help someone understand the biblical definition of restoration. I found a good one in the dictionary. And then I went to the Bible to a man that lost everything. If you're here this morning and you've lost something, either your fault or somebody else's fault, maybe it was taken away from your generation to generation. Maybe it was taken away from your father, your mother, work, culture, environment. It really doesn't matter. Because God can take us where we're at and help us finish well. He can take us and understand the journey. Like raising a child, it's a journey. The goal is to lay a good foundation in a child's life, and the day will come when they realize, you know, I need a Savior. Man, that's the greatest investment a mom and dad can give a child, is that they would know Jesus Christ. So I went to the Bible and I found a man named Job. But before I explain what happened to Job a little bit, let's leave with a good definition. Restoration can be defined as to restore, means to bring back to a formal or an original condition. Interesting. So that means you and I, as believers, have to go all the way back to Genesis and find out what kind of relationship Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. And all God had was one simple instruction. Serving God is not hard. It's just one simple instruction. He said, of all the beauty and all the blessings and all the promises and everything I got for you, I'm just asking you, whatever you do, do not eat of that tree called knowledge, good, and evil. Do not eat, because you don't need it in your life. All man did was, you know, they forgot to say, as it is written, and they moved to where it says, does it really say that? Doubt is your biggest enemy. Doubt is. God can't. And we're here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, I'm even here to holler at you and say, God can. God can fix anything. He is a God of miracles, and he is a God with a lot of power. So if you leave with anything today, at least understand what this preacher is trying to say to the body of Christ. And what he's trying to say is that he wants to bring us back to the original state that Adam and Eve had. And they had a relationship with God that was amazing. They lost it. From that time on, man has been lost. But thank God Jesus came to restore us back to a relationship with Almighty God. And that's a journey. When we read in the scripture about restoration or how to be restored, and this is the part that I want you to just let the Spirit of God help you understand what it means. Anytime we hear the word restoration in the Bible, being restored to the original state of being, how to have a pure, honest relationship with God, how to be restored to all things, we find in the scriptures that when that word is mentioned, increase is involved. Increased is involved. Increased is involved. Multiply is involved. Increase, multiply is involved, and to improve is involved, which means that what? It was good then, but it's going to get better here. Jesus said it. He even said it. I did great things, but greater things you're going to do. So the question may be is, are we doing greater things than the church was doing 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I understand what's going on in the world. We are being restored. God is restoring us back. But God's not done with us. He's not finished with us. He's got something amazing to take place. But it's going to take how to surrender and how to trust God. Amen to that. Okay. So I went to Job. And I also went to Joel, where it speaks about the prophecy of the end times. And here's what he said. He says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Whatever has been taken from you, if the enemy did it, Culture did it. Generation did it. Another person did it. Maybe you did it. But no matter who did it, God is saying, I'm going to restore everything that was taken, lost from you. And not only am I going to restore you, but it's going to be greater than the original state that the scripture talks about. Watch how Job says it. I love how he says it. He says, and the Lord restored Job's losses. Anybody know the story of Job? You know what I want to encourage you? Go back and read Job again. Because the Bible says the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning. You thought God was good 10 years ago. You thought you arrived. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't experienced nothing yet. That little baby that's going to be dedicated today, I talked to him briefly. And I said to them, my oldest daughter is 38 years old, and I haven't had a good night's sleep since. Yeah? When they get teenagers, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but when they get teenagers, I have a suggestion. Get a big barrel. Depends how big they are. Get a big barrel. Make a hole in there and leave them there from the age of 13 to 18. And then let them out. Restoration. Restoration. I want to give you an example of the law of Moses about restoration. I need you to get a vivid picture. I need you to get a revelation picture. This is about the revelation God gave you. Wait a minute. I don't even know if he's given me. If he has not, now you're going to become more aware and more sensitive to the revelation that God wants to give you. Many of you, you have already got. You put it on the side. You put it on the shelf and said, that cannot happen. And I'm here to declare with declaration that in the end times, which I believe we're in the end times. I believe Jesus is around the corner. He's getting us ready. I read a quote the other day that said, are you willing to sprint knowing you don't know the distance? Are you willing to sprint not knowing the distance of the race? Are you so ready to surrender and commit and begin to see the hand of God over your life and over your marriage, over your business? I mean, I if you have a business and you're watching me and you're here and you've got a business, I'm going to give you the secret to make sure your business never lacks. It will never lack. And it always has to do with finances. And I know nobody likes me talking about finances. But finances, you know, as the scriptures say, it can be the root of all evils. But it didn't say it was. People make it the root of all evils because they think they make all of this money. I just met a guy that made millions and millions and didn't get an opportunity to spend it because he killed himself by being a workaholic. So I want to give you an example of the law of Moses about when somebody stole. Somebody say stole. So now we have losses taken from us or somebody stole. Have you ever had anybody steal anything from you? Do you remember how you felt when you were violated, when somebody stole something from you and you were violated because they stole it from you? Here's my reaction. Lord, let me catch them. The project comes out of me like no other. And I realized, Lord, I can't do that. Oh, God, let me just see them and get a hold of them and lay hands on them and forget to pray. Have you ever gotten anything taken from you that violated you? And we, when the enemy does that, and when the world does that, and people does that, we just kind of just let it go by, and we hold resentment, and we hold anger, and we hold pain, and we hold shame, and we just like, you know, it's normal. And I'm here to tell you, God did not call us to survive. He called us to live. I want to give you this example, and I hope you get it. That if somebody ever have taken anything from you according to the scriptures, they have to pay back either 5 oxen or 4 sheep, according to Exodus chapter 22. When God restored Job after the terrible trial he endured, he gave him twice as much of what he lost. Blessed him in the latter than the beginning. And so Jesus said, now we're getting to Jesus. Jesus told his disciples that if anyone give up anything to follow me, I'm telling you now, if you're going to follow Jesus, God is calling you to follow him. There are some things in your life you're not going to need. You think you need them, but according to God's standards, commitment, promise, ways, you don't need them. And you'll know what you need and what you don't need. But Jesus told the disciples that anyone who give up anything to follow him would have to be restored 100-fold. That's Mark 10. God multiplies when he restores. Okay. Let me close so that you can enjoy this beautiful baby dedication. I want you to see this. I'm going to give you a heavenly plan blueprint. Any contractors here? Amen? Yeah? Okay. Blueprint. God wants to give you a blueprint this morning. And don't leave without it. If you need to take notes or put it in your Bible notes, whatever. But I want to encourage you this morning that whatever God restores, he multiplies. God multiplies when he restores. And that restoration is very powerful, very majestic, very glorious. And so one of the great revelations that we received last week from this place was amazing, and I want to give that to you, okay? You have to begin, I don't care what your background is, what your religious background is, if we don't begin to see ourselves this way as the bride of Christ. Say it with me, the bride of Christ. You can say, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Jewish, I'm Roman, I'm this, I'm Cliff, I'm that, whatever. You know, I have this background, I'm a New Ager. Whatever you say you are, it's got to match your lifestyle. You can't just have it here. You got to have it here with an experience. And the moment you and I get that revelation, because religious things and religious people and religious denominations have robbed us by just doing external, outward stuff and has left out that you and I were created to have a relationship with God, and Jesus provided that, and whatever Jesus provides, he restores and he multiplies. Wow. But I want to give you a blueprint. And as my brother just gives me just some soft music for a moment, that way they know I'm concluding here in a second or two. The scripture says, where there's no vision, people perish. And really, the Bible says it like this. Where there is no revelation, people perish. We just kind of call it as norm. Ah, that's normal. That's okay. It's okay to be bullied by the devil. It's okay to be bullied by other people. It's okay to be bullied. And it's not okay. Enough is enough. Become the head, not the tail. Become blessed in, blessed out. Pobrecito me, no, the pobrecito me. Believe me, I don't know how many times I've heard that. Can't. You're not pobrecito. You're blessed by God. You're favored by God. Not because what you've done. You haven't done anything to have that. That's called grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love. That's how much He loves you. This one has no love attachments. I just want to set you free. I just want to restore you because I love you. Here's the first thing to get this blueprint going. You've got to stand your watch. Let me emphasize this. That's number one. You got to stand your watch. This revelation that you are the bride of Christ, it's going to be your foundation. It's the biblical knowledge. It cannot be received if you don't have a relationship with God. There's nothing that you can do to make you have a healthy relationship but just entering in because of the blood of Jesus Christ and the mercy and the love of God and the power of God and the authority of God, because He loves you with no strings attached. And then the journey begins, just like we're going to dedicate this child. The journey begins today. I am so grateful for this family to do this because they're smart. They're smarter than the average to bring their child to the house of God. And you know what? Be a little bit more smarter. Bring them until they're 12 years old. When they say they don't want to go, you just say lovingly and caringly, "We're going." That's the greatest gift you can give a child. To raise them up in the house of God until they're age of 12. You say, where did you get that from, Pastor Bobby? We got it from Jesus. Number one, stand your watch. Watch and pray. Wow, God, you gave me that revelation. Really? That's from you? Man, that feels good knowing that God said something very amazing to me, and all I have to do is have faith to believe that was God. Number two, receive correction. You want those people that are going to stab you in the front, not the back. Those who are going to look at you and say, I love you enough to say that if you keep going that direction, you're going to fall and you're going to be very hurt. Because prophecy, and that's what that is, God is prophesying over you. He's giving you a word from heaven. And to refine the process means that there's a lot of things in our lives we don't need anymore. God will tell you what that is. All you need is to say, God, today I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Receive correction. Three, write it down. Write it down. When you hear God say certain things to you, begin to experience that revelation like building something. God is building something inside of you. And trusting God is amazing. God has never left anybody or forsaken anybody. And all I can do is testify that that has never happened to me. I've disappointed God, yes, but He's never left me. Four, build a team. People that are going to be around you that says, man, everything is half full. Everything's half empty. You don't need those fools. They don't like them growing and getting better and stronger for the things of God. And last, build with patience. You're blessed today, and you're going to be more blessed if you get up tomorrow and say, "Wow, God, I'm blessed to have another day." This is why I grew up in the 80s knowing Jesus by understanding one day at a time. I grew up understanding that I am powerless over a lot of things, and the older I get, pretty much everything. But there's a power that is greater than me that can restore me to sanity so that I can make good decisions, so that I can turn my life over to the care of God that I understand and that I want to experience. I just found Jesus and I found the Bible, which is the greatest experience in my entire life, and it can be your experience in the entire life. Build with patience. And all of God's people said, amen. Bow your heads with me for a moment. I'm going to ask the parents of this precious child to come forward with her godparents, also